Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Nun Dalid in Meseches Psachim. Is the 376th daf in Shas. We're going to jump in right away to the discussion on the top of Nun Dalid Amud Aleph, which is the machloikis between Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes and what we had learned yesterday, the opinion of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana and Rabbi Yochanan, whether you make a bracha on the or on Matzoi Yom HaKippurim. We learned on the bottom of Nun Gimel Mebezer, Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that you only make a bracha on Matzoi Shabbos. However, on the top, right on the top of Nun Dalid Amud Aleph, we saw the Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes quote in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mevarchin ala or beim b'matzoi Shabbos, beim b'yom b'matzoi Yom HaKippurim. Asks the Gemara, we're going to pick up six lines from the top on Nun Dalid Amud Aleph. Meisivei, I'll ask you the following question. What's the reason we learned in the Braisa that you make the bracha on a candle? On Matzoi Shabbos is because the light was created on Matzoi Shabbos. Fire was found on Matzoi Shabbos. If that would be so, then that should preclude Yom HaKippurim, which could fall out during the week as well. Ein mevarchin ala or ela b'matzoi Shabbos. Hol tchilas b'riyasohu. V'kivan sheroa mevarch miyad. When you see it, you make the bracha immediately, but only on Matzoi Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he disagrees, not at the timing, but only when you're supposed to make it. Sodran ala kos. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't make it immediately if you see a fire, but you do it specifically on a kos. Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan taught that we follow Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who disagrees with the Tanakhama, says that it's only supposed to be done ala kos. But it's not done on the night of Yom HaKippurim. Answers the Gemara, important yisoid. Loi kasha, kan ba'or sheshavas, kan ba'or hayotze min ha'etzim u'min ha'avonim. On Matzoi Yom HaKippurim, there is another halacha, and that is, on Yom HaKippurim, you're supposed to make a bracha on a candle that was lit the entire day, but was not used for an avera. That is an or sheshavas. And that's what the bracha is going to be on. Rashi describes on the top, four lines from the top, and the Meiri adds a little bit more, that we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we can now be nene from the light, which we didn't involve ourselves in throughout Yom HaKippurim. Rashi describes a candle that had been lit beforehand for malachos that were necessary to be done by a midwife, or it was lit by a Gentile for a sick person, that a general person was not allowed to have hana'ah from lighting a candle on Yom Kippurim. However, on Shabbos, there, the bracha is an entirely different bracha. It's or hayotze min ha'etzim min havanim, because of the fire was created on Matzoi Shabbos. Period. Tani chada ara yotzim in etzim in avon mevarchin on love. Tani chada ein mevarchin on love. And we also learned the stira, whether you're allowed to use a light on Matzoi Yom HaKippurim. By the way, this is halacha lemaisa, that we're supposed to use a ner sheshavas on Yom HaKippurim. One place that you says that you're supposed to use something that was created after Matzoi Shabbos, not ner sheshavas. Loi kasha kam Matzoi Shabbos kam Matzoi Yom HaKippurim. The mitzvah to use a ner sheshavas is dafka on Yom HaKippurim, while Matzoi Shabbos, it was something that was created on Matzoi Shabbos itself. Rebbe Mefazron, the Gemara continues on the first white line, Rebbe would separate the Havdolah al HaKais from the bracha of Bori Moria Esh. Rebbe Chia Mechansim, Rebbe Chia put it together in the bracha of Hakos. He would repeat it again, alakos, in order to be motzi his family in Havdalah. Here we see the makar for a balabayis to be motzi his family in Havdalah. Now we have some very important agadita about what was created on Erev Shabbos and on Matzoi Shabbos. The assumption over here is that the reason why we make a bracha bor meresh on Matzoi Shabbos is because we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the original fire that man found on Matzoi Shabbos. Asks in the Gemara of Arba Matzoi Shabbos Ivra, the fire on Matzoi Shabbos, is it true that's when it was found? V'atayim, but then we learn in Hebraisa, Sar Dvarim Nivru Be'er Shabbos, an important Maimer Chazal that appears, of course, in the Mishnah and Avos, there were 10 things that were created on Erev Shabbos, Bein Hashmashos, Eluhein. Be'er, the well of Miriam. V'haman, the man. V'keshes, The rainbow. Ksav u'michtav. Ksav is the shape of letters. Michtav is a pen. V'haluchos, the luchos that were brought down to Klal Yisrael. V'kivrei shel Moshe. And the kever Moshe Rabbeinu. U'ma'or Hashem l'gbo Moshe. And the cave that Moshe Rabbeinu stood in, as well as v'Eliyahu. The cave by Moshe Rabbeinu is v'hoya bav. Bavur kvodi v'samtich b'nikras hatsur. V'samticha b'nikras hatsur. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed ki'ilu by Moshe Rabbeinu. And according to the Mefarshim, Chazal, that says that when Eliyahu hid in a ma'ara, it was that same cave. Vayov Hashem al ma'ara vayolon sham melachem aleph yutes tes. Psichas pia asan, the donkey that spoke to Bilam. Psichas pia aretz, livlo es harishayim, when Korach and his men were swallowed in the ground. Reb Nechem Yishom, oimim mishum aviv, afa or vahapared. Reb Nechem, you also added fire as well as a mule. Rashi explains the first mule wasn't two different types of horses were mated together, but rather was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yosha Amir Mishum Aviv, Afa Ayil VaHashamir. He says also the ram and the shamir was the fascinating snail that had the ability to cut through rock. Shlomo HaMelech used to use it for carving the stones for the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Hatzeves, even pliers as well. Hu Ayayim, Rabbi Yehuda used to say, Tzivsa b'tzivsa misavda, that one pliers needs to be made by another set of pliers. Utzvasa k'maisa manavid, and who made the first set of pliers? Halai. Asay Briya Bidei Shemayim Hi, that it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalei, but some disagreed. Efshe Yasen b'tfus, maybe it was made in a form, in other words, in a mold. V'yikve'enu. Ha li'i Briya Bidei Adam Hu. And then in such a case, it must be that it was made from man and not from Shemayim. So that was the machloikis in regards to the pliers. And Bidei Adam Hi, and it was made by man. The Gemara is asking, though, in quoting this whole Mishnah in Avos, that we see Reb Nechemiah is of the opinion that fire was not found on Matzah Shabbos, was created on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara gives an important yisoid. Loi kasha. Har ba'ar didan, har ba'ar digehenim. Ar didan b'matzah Shabbos, the light that we know, fire that came from rubbing two stones found by Adam HaRishon, came on Matzah Shabbos. Ar digehenim b'Erev Shabbos, and the fire of Gehenim was created on Erev Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, "Var the Gehenim be'Erev Shabbos idri? Are an Erev of Gehenim was found in Erev Shabbos? What Tanya didn't we learn? Shiva Dvarim Nivru Kodem Shnivru Olam." The Gemara Nidarim quotes this brisa that there were seven things that were created before the world was created. Ve'elu hein. And what are these? Some very, very important things. One of them is connected to our avoda, the tkufa of Elul. Torah u'tshuva v'gan Eden v'gehenim v'kisei hakavod u'beis hamikdash u'shmai shel Mashiach. All of them are self-explanatory. Torah d'chsiv Hashem konemi reishis darkoi. More precise pronunciation: Hashem kononi reishis darkoi. The Torah is talking about itself, and it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me in the beginning of His ways. So Torah was before anything else. Hashem kanani rushes darkud. Kanani can mean to acquire, but it could also connotate to create as well. Tshuva dechsiv b'terem harim yuladu. The pasuk describes tshuva as coming about for the mountains. Uksiv in the pasuk afterwards until in tzadi says tashev enish adaka v'atoymer tshuva v'nei adam. It's a very interesting question why the Gemara needed to add this pasuk. Was really proven beforehand by B'terem Harim Yuladu. Maybe we'll discuss it in some of the upcoming Musar Shmuzim in Chodesh Elul. Gan Eden d'chsiv v'yita Hashem Elokim Gan Be'eden Mikedem. Gan Eden was Mikedem from the time before, from time immemorium. Gehenim d'chsiv ki aruch me'esmal tafta. Before, Pasuk Yishayo says, Tafta was created, and Tafta refers to Pitui being seduced by the Yetzahara. Kisei HaKavod Beis HaMikdash Tichsiv, Kisei HaKavod Maram Meirosh Meirishon Makom Mikdashenu. The Pasuk in Yirmiyo describes the Kisei HaKavod, which of course is the Beis HaMikdash being Meirishon, Shmo Shem Mashiach Tichsiv, Yishmar Lo'olam, Lefnei Shemesh Yinon Shemo. The Pasuk is Mufurish and Tehillim, that his name was there before the sun. What do we see over here? There's no mention of the light of Gehenim. And yet we said that the light of Gehenim was created on Erev Shabbos. Amri, the Bnei Yeshiva, answered Chalola that there was a hole. Who did Nivra Kodim Shnivra Olam? Whole of Gehenim was already created. Ur Didei Erev Shabbos. Its light was created on Erev Shabbos. And here we're talking, when it says Ur, we don't only mean light, actually we mean, unfortunately, the fire of Gehenim itself. Asks the Gemara, Ur Didei Erev Shabbos Ivri, was its fire created on Erev Shabbos? Is that true? V'atani Rabbi Yosef Omer, Ur Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Sheni B'Shabbos, Ein Lo Kviya La Olam, the fire that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on Monday will never be put out. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, V'yotzu v'ro b'figri ha'anashim ha'poshet b'y kisalatem lo somus v'isham lo sichbe, the fire won't be put out on the Rishaim. And how do we see that the Eish of Gehenim was created specifically on the second day? Amar Rabbi Binah, B'rei Rabbi Yula, Mipnei Malo, Ne'mar Kitov, B'Sheni B'Shabbos. Why doesn't it say, this is an important Maimer Chazal, that by every day it says, Vayar Elokim Kitov, except for Monday. Why doesn't it say, Vayar Elokim Kitov, Mipnei Shenivra Bay Or Shel Gehenim? Because the fire of Gehenim was created then. Vamar Rabbi Lazar, Afal Bishalo Ne'mar B'Kitov, but even though it doesn't say Kitov, Chazav Kalo B'Shishi. Nevertheless, to include the other creations on Monday, it's repeated on the sixth day, the word Kitov, Shenemar Vayar Elokim Es Kol Asher Asa V'Hinei Tov Ma'od. So what do we see? That the fire was created on Monday. How could we say that it was on Erev Shabbos? Ela Chalala. So we have to go back and say that the vacuum was created, as we said, Kodim Shenivra Olam. Va'ar Didui B'Sheni B'Shabbos. And the fire was created on Monday. Va'ar Didon, our fire in this world, B'Machshava Ola L'Briyos B'Erev Shabbos, was thought out as an idea, Kaviyachol, on Erev Shabbos, V'lo Nivrad Matzoy Shabbos, but was only created on Matzoy Shabbos. Desanyu Rabbi Yosi Omer, Shnei Dvarim Olu B'machshav L'Briya B'Erev Shabbos, V'lo Nivru Ad Matzoy Shabbos. Two things that came as a machshav on Erev Shabbos. This, of course, requires explanation what exactly this means, and wasn't created until Matzoy Shabbos. Matzoy Shabbos, Nosna HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Deya Ba'odim HaRishon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not do it himself, but he put this machshava into Adam HaRishon, me'ein dugma shel mala, like a power from above. Ve'hevi shnei avanim, and then Adam HaRishon took two stones, v'tachman zubizu, v'yotzen mehen arin. From outside of them came, from out of them came fire. Of course, rubbing of stones when creating proper friction can create fire. Similarly, ve'hevi shtei behemis v'herkiv zubizu, and he also had two animals mate with each other, v'yatzaman pared, and he had two different types of horses and donkeys, and outside, and from it came a mule. Shimgam liel oimer pared v'mei anohaya, who are from the bnei seir hachori, as the pasuk in Bereishis described, hu ano asher matza es hayamim Bamidbar. Shim Gamliel has a strong raya because it says specifically that Ana is the one the pasuk describes. Perik Lamidvav. He was the one who found, some pronounce it the Yemim. That's the correct pronunciation. The Yemim Bamidbar. He was the one who brought the Chamoros. Darshe Chamuros, not Chamoros here, but Chamuros. Those who are Darish, the difficult psukim haya armim anu pasul haya, they used to explain that this person Anna was a pasul. Lefich hechevi pasul la'olam. He brought these psulim into the world. They're called a pasul, the mules, because they are a form of klayim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Eli b'nei seir hachayri yoishvei ha'aretz, loitan v'shoivel v'tzivon v'ana. These are the brothers, Tzivon and Anna are brothers. On the other hand, the pasuk says that Anna is the son of Tzivon. And the previous pasuk said that Tzivon and Anna are brothers. El melamed shebat Tzivon al ima, that Tzivon had relations with his mother, the wife of Seir. V'hoiled mimena Anna, and Anna came out, so he was a psul, and that produced more psul as well. This is the yisod gadol of Chazal, that psul will produce other psul as well. Says the Gemara, V'dilma trei Anna have it. Maybe there were two different Anas. Amarava, Amina Milsa de Shvar Malka, Lo Amra. Rava says, I will say something that even Shvar Malka does not say. Now this was an expression when Rava refers to Shvar Malka, he's not referring to literally a king whose name was Shavur, but rather says the Gemara, Umanu Shmuel, is referring to Shmuel. Igad Amri Amar of Papa. Aminu Milsa Shvar Malka Lo Amra. Umanu Rava. That Rav Papa was saying, I was saying something that Rava would not say. Amar Kra, hu ana de mei kara. When the Torah says, why does it say hu ana? The reason it's emphasizing hu ana is that it's the same ana as mentioned previously in the pasuk. In other words, the same ana who's the bnei tzivon is also the ach of tzivon as well because of this pasul relationship. Gemara continues 5 lines from the bottom. Tan rabban nasar dvarim nivru be'erev Shabbos bein hashmashos. Repeat what we had learned before, that there were 10 things that were created in Erev Shabbos Ben Shmashas, Ve'eluhein Be'eru, Mon, Ve'keshes, Haksav, Ha'michtav, Ve'aluchos, Kivoshom Moshom, Ma'arsham, Bom Moshe Ve'elio, Psichas Pi'asom, Psichas Pi'aris, Lo Esarishayim. These we all mentioned before, Ve'eshomerman, some say on the bottom line, Af Makolo Shel Aaron, even the stick of Aaron, that Shkedeo Prachel, that bloomed when Aaron had it planted in the Heichal after the challenge of Korach. V'yesh Omrim Af HaMazikin. Some say demons as well. V'yesh Omrim Af Bigdo Shel Adam Arishon. Some say the clothing of Adam Arishon also. Rashi says some amazing things about the makeup of Adam Arishon's clothing. The Gemara continues on the top line. Tana Rabbanu Shiva Dvarim Mechusim Mibnei Adam. The top line. In Undalad HaMabez, there are 7 things that are covered from a person, in other words, a person doesn't know about. Elu hein Yom Hamisa, the day of death. V'yom Hanechama, the day that a person will have his fears allayed, according to Rashi. V'omek Hadin, and the depth of the halacha. People don't realize how deep the halacha is, and therefore they make mistakes in halacha. Or else Rashi says that it's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment. Two pshatim in Rashi. Vein adam yodeya ma b'libo shel chaver. A person doesn't know what his friend is thinking. Vein adam yodeya b'mem mistaker. A person doesn't know what merchandise and what type of business will be successful. U'malchus beis David must say tachzer. Forget about trying to figure out when the malchus, the kingdom of David, will return. U'malchus chayeves must say tichle. And when the terrible kingdom, probably the Roman Empire, is going to end. Period. Tan Rabbanon Gimel Dvarim Olu Machshava Libros Vimlo Olu Dinu Shiyalu. There were 3 things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought to create. And even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol did not have this Machshava, then Dinu Shiyalu, it would have had to be created anyway. Alamei She Yisriach, that the body should decompose. V'alamei She Yishtaklech Min Alev, and that, God forbid, when someone loses a loved one, that they slowly begin to, the piercing part of it begins to get forgotten. And grain that spoils. And some say that a coin begins to rot as well. This had to exist because if the body would not decompose, then people would hold on to the bodies and they would never let go of their lost ones. The power of forgetting the loss of a close one is people would not be able to go on, and grain rotting, so then people would constantly be hoarding grain, and God forbid, if people would end up dying because the grain was being hoarded. And similarly, if money would be hoarded, Rashi explains that the poor people would ultimately end up losing because their only possibility is to find a few coins and to invest with it. This Rashi is not in front of us in the standard Gemara, but it is in the Hagos Tziyunim of the Oz V'Hadar. This explanation, Alat Be'ah Sheyatsu. Let's begin a very, very important Mishnah and Gemara LaHalacha. Just finished a very, very important Agadic Gemara. Now we pick up with a very important Halacha Gemara. The Mishnah says 10 lines from the top. Mokom Shenogu Lasas Malacha B'Tishabov. Ois, in the place they have a custom to do malacha on Tishabov, one should do it. Mokom Shenogu Shelo Lasas Malacha Einos, in a place that they don't have a custom to not to work. In other words, a place that has a custom to not to do malacha on Tisha B'Av, they should not do malacha. Okay, so there were different minhagim. Some places had a minhag to continue to do work on Tisha B'Av. That's the opening line, so then you do do. However, there were places that had a custom not to do malacha on Erev Tisha B'Av. So then a person should not do malacha in those places. However, Talmidei Chachamim, they should always be batal, whether that place has a custom not to do malacha or not. That will be in tomorrow's daf, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that everybody will elaborate on that, that everybody should make themselves to be a Talmud Chacham, and they should not do malacha, even if the place in their area, the custom was for people to be allowed to do malacha. Amar Shmuel. The Gemara analyzes, Amar Shmuel, Ein Tainas Sibur Bebavel El Tisha B'Av Bilvad. Tisha B'Av has a din of a Tainas Sibur. Rashi explains that there were many Tainas Sibur in Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately because there wasn't rain, but in general, in Bavel there is rain, and for that reason there was no need to make a Tainas Sibur. The only time they would have a Tainas Sibur was on Tisha B'Av. Now, the Gemara immediately applies a halacha lemaisa application of this expression of Shmuel. By Shmuel calling it a Tainas Tzibur, Shmuel is telling us the following halacha, says the Gemara. L'memra, the Sefer Shmuel, Tisha B'Av Bein Hashmash Shalah Asur. The halacha is that when it comes to a Tainas Tzibur, as the Gemara is going to bring out later on, Rashi spells this out in Dibra Maskel Bein Hashmash, which makes reference to a Gemara in Yugimel. Tainas Tzibur, Safek, we're going to be Machmir. Bein Hashmash is, of course, of Erev Tisha B'Av is a suffix of whether it's Erev Tisha B'Av or Tisha B'Av itself. So if it's a Tainas Sibur, says the Gemara, then Shmuel is saying that we're going to have to be Machmir on Malacha and Achila. Says the Gemara, Va'amar Shmuel, but that's difficult because Shmuel had said Tisha B'Av Ben Shmash Shalom Mutter. Expresses the Gemara. V'chi teima kasev Shmuel called Tainas Sibur Ben Hashmashos Shalom Mutter. Maybe Shmuel holds that Ben Hashmashos of every Tainas Sibur is also Mutter. V'anan t'nan. But didn't we learn the Mishnah in Tainas on Yud Gimel? Oichlem v'shoisim ibo'id yoim. L'miyutei ma'ilav l'miyutei Ben Hashmashos. It says you could eat only on the daytime of Erev Tainas Tzibur, but not during Ben Hashmashos. Says Gemara lo, l'miyutei mishech hasheicha. No, that was a misunderstanding of that Mishnah. It meant to say that you can't eat and drink at night. Other Tanesim, for example, we have Tainas Esther, Asara Beteves, so we could discuss in the future why that's so. There's no Isser of eating at night. A Tainas Tzibur, though, you're not allowed to eat at night. Name of Misayedle, says Gemara, we're going to prove it. Ein Bein Tisha B'Av Liyom HaKippurim, Elo Shezes Sveiko, Asar Vezes Sveiko, Moter. Tisha B'Av, the halacha is that Bein Hashmashos, you're allowed to eat. So when Shmuel said, Ein Tainas Sibur B'Av El Tisha B'Av Bilvad, he did not mean to say that on Bein Hashmashos, one is prohibited to eat on Tisha B'Av. Mai Sveika Mutter, La Bein Hashmashos. Doesn't it mean that it's Bein Hashmashos? Says Gemara, Lo. Kida Amar of Shisha Brei Dravidi, L'kiva D'Yarcha. Hachanami, L'kviya D'Yarcha. If we have a suffix, whether today was Yom HaKippurim or tomorrow is Yom HaKippurim, so then in such a case we might be machmir to require fasting for 2 days. This is quite an amazing Gemara. But on Tisha B'Av, if there was a safek, one would be mekel. However, Bein Hashmashos, it could very well be that the halachi is that one would be machmir on Bein Hashmashos of Yom HaKippurim as well. And Tisha B'Av, that by both of them we would say that Bein Hashmashos is going to be Aser. Darish Rava, Rava added Rasha, Ubros, Umeinikos, Misanos, Umashlimos, Bokederch, Shemisanos, Umashlimos, B'Yom HaKippurim. When it comes to a pregnant woman, a woman that's nursing, they fast like a regular person that's supposed to fast until nightfall. Bein Hashmashos Shalo Asur. We learned Beferish according to the Shita Bein Hashmashos is Asur Ba'Achila U'Bemelacha. V'chein Amr Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan. And that's also what was taught in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Asks the Mara, Mi Amr Rabbi Yochanan Hachi De Rabbi Yochanan Sev Amr Rabbi Yochanan Tisha B'Av Eina Ketainis Tzibur. That Tisha B'Av is not like a Tainis Tzibur. My Lav LeBein Hashmashos. Aren't we saying that Bein Hashmashos, the halacha is, just like by a Tainas Tzibur, it's Asur, Tisha B'Av is different, and one could be Mekel Loy LeMelacha. No, we're saying that in regards to Melach, it isn't Asur Me'ikar Dedina like a Tainas Tzibur, but it's only, as we learned, a din in Makom Shenagu. Asks the Gemara, do we need Rabbi Yochanan to teach us this. Malacha Tanina, we learned in regards to Malacha. Malacha Mishinagu Lasa Malacha B'Tishabav Osin. Malacha Mishinagu Shalolasos Einosin. That those who have the custom to do Malacha do it on Tishabav. And those who don't, do not. So we don't need Rabbi Yochanan to teach that. Afilu Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who taught us in our Mishnah, a person should make himself a Talmud Chacham. He didn't mean to say that there was original Isser. Afilu Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lo Amar el dechi Yosef lo Avid lo Mechziki Yehura. He didn't mean to say that you have to meikur Dedina. He was just saying that you don't look like a Baal Gaiva if you sit and don't do Malacha, even a place that has a minug to do Malacha. Avol Meiser lo Asar, but he didn't prohibit. So therefore, that cannot be what Rabbi Yochanan was bringing out. Then what was the meaning behind the statement of Tisha B'Av Eino Ketainis Tzibur? Here, the Gemara is going to give two explanations. Elamai Eino Ketainis Tzibur doesn't mean that it's not like a Ketainis Tzibur. L'tfilas Ni'ila. In regards to the Tfila of Ni'ila. That by a Ketainis Tzibur, the Gemara in Tainis describes that they would have Tfilas Ni'ila. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, you don't do that. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan. I didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that everybody should daven the entire day. So then even a person should daven Ni'ilah every day. So how could you say that Tisha B'Av is not like a Tain Sibur? Levai Shispala Adam, V'aylech Kol Yom Kula, a famous expression of Rabbi Yochanan, which requires elaboration in Brachos, answers the Gemara, Hasam Chova Hacha Rishus. When it comes to every day, you could daven Ni'ilah, but as Levai Shispala Adam Kol Yom Kula, but it's not a Chiyuv. On a Tain Sibur, it's a Chiyuv. The Gemara gives a second teretz, V'ibay Seim Amai Eino Ketain Sibur, Le'esrim Va'arba. In regards to the amount of brachos, the Gemara in Tainis and Tezvav describes that they added six brachos to the Shemon Esrei for 24. Those were two answers. Now, the Gemara gives a third answer from Rav Papa. Rav Papa Amar, Mai Eina Ketainis Sibur, Eina Kirishainois, Elo Kachroinois, Vasura. It's not like the first three Tanius Tzibur. If rain doesn't come, the first three Tanius Tzibur, so then people eat when it's nighttime. Elo kachronos vasura. But rather, when he said it's eina ketainis sibur, he just meant it's not like the first, but it's like the latter ones, and it's usur to eat at night. According to this explanation, then even bein hashmashos would be usur as well on Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says, how could Rav Papa teach us? May see ve'em bein Tisha B'Av liyom ha-kippurim. El she'zeh sveiko asur ve'zeh sveiko motur. May sveiko motur la bein hashmashalo. But we learn the beferish halacha, that the suffix of Tisha B'Av is motor, the suffix of Yom HaKippurim is asur, and Bein HaShmashos is a suffix. Amar Rav Shisha Brei D'Ravidi, the answer that we gave above, lo, l'kviya d'yarcha, halachal advarim, zevezeh shavim. If there's a suffix of the Yom, we're only machmir and Yom HaKippurim, yes, there's a source that if there was a suffix of Yom Kippur, to fast on both days. But on Tisha B'Av, we would not do that. And Bein HaShmashos of Tisha B'Av will be usher as well. And if I'm not mistaken, the Rambam paskins that even Tosefes of Yom HaKippurim we apply to Tisha B'Av as well. Messiah le Rabbi Lazar, Dam Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Lazar extends it to another halacha, which we spoke about this past Tisha B'Av. It's on been recorded on YU Torah and on Torah anytime. We spoke about the implications of this, that it's there is a prohibition for a person to put his finger into water. Just like it's prohibited for a person to put his hand into water on Yom HaKippurim. We spoke about the idea that Rechitza Shel Tainug is normally usher on a regular fast day. However, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, we borrow the rule of Yom HaKippurim, that not only Rechitza Shel Tainug is going to be usur, any time a person is going to immerse, is going to be usur on both Yom HaKippurim and Tisha B'Av as well. The Gemara asks, but wait a second, we have a contradictory rule. May si ve ein bein Tisha B'Av l'tain sibur el shezeh usur basiyas melacha v'zeh mutar basiyas melacha. There's no difference between Tisha B'Av and a tainis sibur, except that when it comes to Tain Sibur, there's an Isra Malacha, and when it comes to Tisha B'Av, as we saw in our Mishnah, there's only a minug of not doing b'malacha. The makom shenagu halachol the ram zevzeh shavin. Otherwise, they're the same. Now the question isn't finished. V'ilu gabe tanya sibur. In regards to the tanya sibur, we learn the opposite. Tanya kisha amru asa brachitza lo amru el kol gufo avopanav yada v'raglav lo, washing one's hands and face. That's not a brachitza shel tainug. In such a case, it's going to be permissible. So we see that you're even allowed to wash your hands and face on Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av has halachas of Tain Sibur. Yet Rebbe Lazar taught that it's even aser to put your finger in water, just like in Yom HaKippurim. Amrav Papa Tana Kuli Kuli Nakit. The Tana only meant to emphasize the Kula of Tisha B'Av, that Tisha B'Av borrows a is more makel than Taina Sibur in regards to Malacha. However, it did not mean to say that you should infer every kula that applies on Taina Sibur to Tisha B'Av, when it said, Ein Bein Tisha B'Av with Taina Sibur, that only meant in regards to that which it already has in common. So there, we say that malacha is mutter. However, we learn that when it comes to rechitza, that for some reason, Tisha B'Av, we learn out it's halachas of rechitza from Yom HaKippurim itself. Bezer Hashem in the halacha from the daily daf, we will discuss the implication of these halachas of Ein Bein Tisha B'Av liYom HaKippurim. This Bezer Hashem concludes the beautiful Agadita and the very important set of halachic material about the status of Tisha B'Av vis-a-vis Malacha and Rechitza.